Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So last night, in the bottom of the eighth inning, Aaron Judge struck out to end the bottom of the eighth inning. And if you don't recall, we'll play this from you, courtesy of the Yes Network. It sure sounded like Yankee fans were making believe it was October and booing Aaron Judge. Let's take a listen.
And down goes Judge. He strikes out for the third time tonight. And the Yankees go down in order. Some boos in the crowd as we go to the ninth.
Boos in the crowd, as called out by Yankee play-by-play voice Michael Kay. After the game, Aaron Boone was appropriately asked, "Hey, what'd you think of the crowd booing Aaron Judge?"
Not scoring in an inning, it's the last guy to not score. So I don't think it's anything towards Judge.
So his thinking is, it was not booing Aaron Judge, it was booing the fact that the bottom of the eighth inning ended and the Yankees didn't score a run.
Even if it was booing Aaron Judge, who cares? I mean, it's what you do when you stink, or it's what happens to you when you stink. It doesn't mean that they hate Aaron Judge or don't want him to be a Yankee anymore. It's just the team stinks right now, and you're the most high-profile player, and you haven't been good.
I think the issue would be Aaron Judge leads the league in every single category and is hitting 372 with a 1,200 OPS. So I think while you're right, Aaron has had a tough stretch, I think booing Aaron Judge in the middle of a 372, 1,200 OPS season, that'd be a little rough if that was the case. Yes.
It is what it is, man.
Yeah, what have you done for me lately?
100%. You took the words right out of my mouth. Sean, what have you done for me lately?
You're rough,
more
bro.
Importantly, what have you done for me today?
Wow.
See, this is what a real fan base does, Evan. We don't go, but what if a ball was trapped off the wall? Please excuse my star player. You guys can't criticize him. We look at a guy who's the American League MVP and go, you're part of a collective lineup right now that is doing something unexcusable. We are booing.
Be better.
That's it.
So you guys think it was Aaron Judge being booed?
No. Well, here's the thing. It was, but it wasn't. It was a frustration from the Yankee crowd at the collective, I can't believe we're about to get shut out again. You didn't accomplish anything. But Judge is part of that. I think if that was LeMahieu making a last out, the same boos would have rained down. So Judge is getting booed, but he's not getting booed. Like, he's still a part of the culprit of the problem.
Would you have booed Aaron Judge last night if you were there?
In that eighth inning, I would have booed in the seventh, absolutely. So, yes, I would have booed in that spot.
But you would be booing everybody, not specifically Judge.
Right. But my point is, it's not like they're going to stop when Judge makes that last out and go, make sure we only boo the eight other guys. No, Judge is a part of it, too. He's not hitting either.
I get you. But for Judge, it's really a small sample size of not hitting. I mean, the guy's leading the league in average on base, slugging, OPS, RBIs, base hits, OPS plus, like everything. Like
does he get standing ovations and curtain calls and all that too? So why can't he get booed when the going gets bad?
Look, you can do whatever you want. I'm not going to sit here and tell you shouldn't do this or you can't do this.
And we are.
Well, I'm telling you it's absurd to boo Aaron Judge. I'm not telling you you shouldn't do it. If you're booing Aaron Judge, like if you booed him last night, specifically him, not just the Yankee offense, you're like, I'd pay you a lot of money. You suck. You struck out. I think you're nuts. I think you're Marashian if you did that. That's all I'm saying. And I can't believe you're on his side, Teak.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm speaking this from an athlete perspective who's experienced getting boos, even when you're having a good season.
But you weren't being booed when you were having good seasons.
Oh, yeah.
No way. You got booed in 2006, 2005?
I got booed in 2001 and 2.
Well, it wasn't as good as 2005 and 2006.
But they were pretty damn good.
Right. And also think about what leads to getting booed, Evan. I'm going to put yourself... Right now, there are people in the car heading to Yankee Stadium tonight. Yeah. People were heading there 24 hours ago listening to us. You get in the car. You pay to park the car. You go in. You're saying to yourself, man, we haven't scored in a couple days. The Angels were facing Kyle Hendricks, second worst ERA in the AL. We're gonna score some runs tonight. It's a foggy, misty, miserable night. You're sitting through it. And you're seeing just bad at-bat after bad at-bat. Again, the same stuff you saw on TV. Don't you think you get to the eighth inning and it doesn't matter who the hell is there. I don't care if Aaron Judge is the star of the team and your frustrations pour out in a very sane, safe way in booing the crap out of him?
Are you going to tonight's game?
Working on that right now, my wife.
If you go to tonight's game, are you going to stand up and boo Aaron Judge if he strikes out with guys on base?
Are we getting shut out in the eighth inning?
If it's the first inning.
Again, I'm going to go back to circumstance, man. Not in the first inning. I'll give the first inning.
So he strikes out with a guy on base in the first inning, no boos.
No.
Leaves the bases loaded in the fifth inning. You booing him?
Yes.
Wow.
Are we up 9-0 at that point? Then no, of course not.
No, you're down 4-1. You're off the snide. You scored a run, but you're losing in the game 4-1.
And it feels like the offense is just very limp again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm booing.
Jeez.
It's enough. Something's got to be woken up here.
I'm not going to lecture you. I'm just saying, wow, okay, I just wanted that out there. People now can decide how they feel about you and how they feel about their fellow Yankee fans. That's crazy.
Not to pin fan bases. One fan base just cares a little more and expects more from the players. The other makes excuses
for
them.
Well, that's the way it is. That's not true because Met fans were booing Juan Soto this season. Now, I wasn't doing it. I'm not a booer. But Met fans were booing him, so don't act like Met fans don't boo. They did plenty of booing.
And what happened when they did boo Juan Soto? What did the other part of the Met fan base come at? They tried to cover up and act like it didn't happen.
Think I covered it up?
Not you. Everything's personal.
No, because I am the one who said I didn't hear any boos. And you said, are you deaf? So I remember the conversation. I wasn't trying to cover anything up. I was being honest about what I heard and didn't hear.
There are some times, I think, with the Met fan base, they are very quick to protect their own because it's like that little brother thing. We finally have something, right? We want to protect it. Mm-hmm. And maybe you hear what you want to hear, you don't hear what you want to hear. Yankee fans, you may not agree with the booing, but you're going to be like, hell, you know, I understand why that guy booed. There's just a difference in the fan base there.
That's ridiculous. A couple things. First one, is Aaron Judge the king of New York? Because if he was, you wouldn't be booing him in June.
Oh.
So
we'll get those results from... Do you think the best world leaders don't get criticized every time they're kings of their countries?
Well, then you don't deserve them. And he should have went to the Giants, quite frankly. If I was him, I would have left too. I just got out of here because I'm going to be booed in June when I'm going for a triple crown. Because what, you sat at a baseball game in the fog? You're not oppressed. Relax, all right? You drove to a baseball game and you sat there and stuffed your fat face. And I'm talking about you, not the other people there. And you're going to boo because what? You didn't see a couple runs get scored from a team that has won your entire life? That's number one. Number two, since you have a lot to say about Met fans and you want to read my texts on the air, allow me to go to the group text that I am in with Sean.
I don't think we should do this.
No, we should. So, Sean, a couple questions. Am I the only Met fan in that group chat?
I have no idea.
You know. I'm the only Met fan in there. It's filled with Yankee fans. Mm-hmm. Chris Lapresti, John Dostremski, Sean Marash, and others that are Yankee fans. Sean, what time did the Yankee game end last night? Give or take.
Around 9:45.
Okay. So, in our group chat, there were two texts total sent about the Yankee game from the Yankee fans. Good text. Marash called them gutless. Our buddy Mike Carver said, team sucks. So he's kind of like Randy Quaid in American League or whatever, the Major
League.
Yeah. You want to know how many texts that same group chat sent about the Mets? 30.
Wow.
Juan Soto's an idiot. Francisco Alvarez sucks. So why don't you worry about your own team, and maybe some of you should have commented on your own baseball team instead of going to the bar to drown your sorrows in the Mets, because that's what you did.
Why are you so focused on the Mets?
Hold on. This is so out of context. The Met game ends an hour later than the Yankees. We were over the Yankee game, and it was controversial. They had blown
over
the game.
You didn't say anything. You basically said one comment before the game even basically got started.
Now to the Mets.
They suck, but let's really like dig in on the Mets.
Was the last couple innings of the Met game not more interesting than the last couple innings of the Yankee game last night?
I would just say that that's little brother behavior to worry about the other team in town.
The innings of the Yankees games over the last 4 days have been interesting.
Exactly. So we were chatting. And just to add one more cherry on top, I should throw the Knicks fan base in there with the Met fan base because, again, when the Yankees get eliminated, we're pissed off, we're booing. When the Knicks get eliminated, they all clap in the streets and wait for Jalen Brunson to get out of his car.
Well, that was last year, and we already discussed why they did that for Josh Hart and others.
Just follow the real fan base.
We do need to be fair about this. I mocked the Knicks for that last year. This year, when they got eliminated, they fired their head coach.
Right. I mean, the fans didn't.
They didn't, but some of them wanted them to. Like, there were Knicks fans in favor of that. It's very different last year to this year. I think the most compelling point Tommy made, you really boo your king in the middle of June?
Yeah.
I mean, that is the biggest argument against Aaron Judge being the king of New York, that you're sitting here justifying booing him while he's having this kind of season. And I do want to remind everybody, and I have received an update, not in terms of vote totals, but in terms of that there is a lot of voting going on right now.
Yeah.
WFAN is being canvassed for who is the king of New York sports votes. And on Friday, at Fanatics Fest, got a lot of big things going on. Is there any other big thing you want to announce, or are we waiting on that?
We'll wait for another hour.
Okay. We'll wait for another hour. There's a lot of things going on when we're there on Friday, live from Fanatics Fest. But one of the things is we will unveil the official vote on who the King of New York is. And the beauty of it, Tommy's agreed to it, Sean's agreed to it, we've all agreed to it. Whoever is the King will have to be referred to as the King for the rest of the summer. So if that king is Jalen Brunson, anytime Sean mentions him, he has to call him King Brunson. If Aaron Judge is the king, anytime Aaron Judge is mentioned, Tommy needs to call him King Judge. Or somebody else. Maybe it's Lindor. Maybe it's Soto. I have no idea. Maybe it's Pete Alonso. Maybe it's Igor Shesterkin. I don't know. Probably not.
He didn't win either. Can I just add one more question to that? I can't believe this is going to be such a bad Tommy-like question. You have stated that Tommy on his Lugauers needs to refer to them as the king for the rest of the year.
Yeah, the Lugauer is an extension of our program. Okay. So, yes, he would be bound to have to refer to the king by the official name king during his Lugauers.
But Tommy does not have to do that on any of the weekend shows he does. Tommy and I will be doing a special Sunday show from Fanatics Fest at the Javits Center.
I'll answer that question. Do we combined
have to do this?
Absolutely. Because it's at Fanatics Fest, it's the site of where the announcement took place, it's fresh off the announcement. Mm. Yes, I think that any time that person's name is mentioned, you have to say it.
And you all together is an extension of us.
Correct.
Okay, you all individually is just you.
Got it. Okay. I don't want to get in trouble on Monday because I can see Evan doing that.
Look at Tommy's face.
Well, because
he's like, what the hell?
I'm giving that face, not just the family tree that you laid out there, but also... You could hear it in Sean's voice.
He's very nervous.
No, the opposite. He's very cocky and confident.
You think so?
Yeah, because he keeps saying...
We're going to talk a lot of Knicks Sunday morning.
No, he keeps saying, you know, when Tommy does his Lugauer, when Tommy does this, he thinks it's a foregone conclusion that Aaron Judge is going to be voted the king of New York. That's why he's asking these things, because he thinks that I'm not going to do it. He's not saying, well, when I fill in for Tommy or when I'm doing this or when I'm doing that, it's all about me.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.